So everyone knows the famous question. It's known as the question of the Beis Yosef, which is that we celebrate Hanukkah because of the miracle of the oil that was only supposed to last for one day in the Beis HaMikdash and it lasted eight. So everyone knows the question is, that means the miracle was 7 days, not eight. One day was natural. So why is there 8 days of Hanukkah? It should only be seven. It's a famous question. And a famous question that has like hundreds of answers. So one of the more famous answers that are given by Rishonim already is that it's true, the miracle of the oil was 7 days. The additional day of Hanukkah is celebrating the victory of the Hashmonaim over the Greeks, the actual battle itself. That's another major miracle, that a handful of Jews were able to push off the Greek Empire. That was a huge miracle. And so there's the miracle of the oil and the miracle of the war. Now, I recently saw in a sefer a phenomenal idea based on that answer, that the truth is that additional day is not only celebrating the victory of the Hashanayim, the fact that we were victorious in battle, but the depth of that additional day, the depth of the miracle, is the fact that the Jewish people went to battle. Because you have to understand at that time, what was going on in the Jewish psyche, what was going on, in terms of the Jewish people's state of mind. At that moment, the Jewish people were completely downtrodden. There was no more prophecy. The Rebbeinu Shlomo stopped talking to us. There was no more guidance. There was no more clarity. We had a second Beis HaMikdash, but it was a shell of what the first Beis HaMikdash was. Everyone knew it. We have now the first time in Jewish history where you have a foreign empire taking control of Eretz Yisrael, taking control of the Beis HaMikdash. And whenever something like that happened during the times of Tanakh, Hashem would always swoop in and take care of it. And guess what? Nothing's happening. There's no miracles coming from heaven, no lightning bolts coming and, you know, killing the bad guys. Nothing's doing. And so the Jewish people had all the right in the world to absolutely give up and to despair and to say, you know what? We're just not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. God doesn't love us the way He did. And that's it. The miracle of Hanukkah, the depth of the miracle of Hanukkah is that the Jewish people didn't give up on themselves. That's the depth of Hanukkah. Is that despite how the vast majority of the Jewish people were no longer interested in the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't interested in Yiddishkeit. And all there was left was a handful of Jews that cared. And those handful of Jews cared so much and believed so much in the holiness and the divinity of the Jewish people and the essential nature of the Jewish people that they were willing to let themselves die, al-Kiddush Hashem, for their sake. That's the miracle, that we went to battle. Of course, when one wins the battle, God takes care of us. He promises He's going to take care of us. That's not a huge chiddush. The chiddush is that the Jewish people were willing to fight for something that they thought they gave up on. That's the miracle of Hanukkah. And as we light the candles and we're mechazik each other and mechazik our children, there's an unbelievable chizuk that we have to give them, is that we're celebrating the fact that we don't give up. That we don't give up on ourselves, and we don't give up on each other, and the Rabbanu Shalom in kind doesn't give up on us either. So Hashem should help. We should be zaycha to bask in the light of Hanukkah, and to be able to, each and every one of us, to be able to experience the reemergence of that light. V'bi'as kol tzedek, meher v'meinu, amen. Thank you, Hashem.